To safeguard his fledgling faith, Muhammad subdued the entire Arabian Peninsula militarily, uniting its small, scattered communities into one state. There is no indication that he intended to extend his political influence further. Islam was to be the religion of the Arabs, Muhammad believed. But his immediate successors, the caliphs, saw things differently, and over the next century led an impressive series of conquests. Like a sandstorm, Muslim forces swept across the cities of Syria and the Holy Land. In 635, just 3 years after Muhammad's death, Damascus fell, and in 636, the Muslims conquered the first Christian city, Antioch. In 638, after a fierce siege lasting a year, Jerusalem itself, the holy city of the Jews and Christians, had to surrender to the Muslim invasion force. Soon the caliph's power extended from the Chinese border in the east, across Central Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa to Sicily and the Iberian Peninsula in the west. But the expansion drive didn't stop there. In 711, Muslim forces pushed right into the heart of Europe to central France. Only when they were almost at the gates of the church of Saint-Martin Basilica in the city of Tours in 732, were they halted by French and Burgundian forces. The caliphate was huge by then, covering more than 13 million square kilometres. However, after the defeat at Tours, the Muslims abandoned their hold on their French possessions, and the border between Christian Europe and the Muslim Caliphate came to lie in northern Spain.